This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Learning where you fit in your community isn't just something that happens when you're a teenager. It's a process that many of us work on throughout our lives, as we'll hear in our next story from the San Quentin Prison Report.
The San Quentin Prison Report.
Bringing you hidden stories from life inside.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt.
You don't tell. You see what goes on.
Because I like to be free. I like to move about the land.
You can hear a pin drop.
Gang affiliation is a big part of life for a lot of men in San Quentin. Though being in a gang often means violence, it also offers a sense of belonging. But as we'll hear, gang loyalty can end tragically when members end up betrayed by the very same people they sought to impress. This is the story of three men who misplaced their loyalty and in each case ended up with life sentences. From SQPR, Lewis A. Scott has the story.
My name is Kanauch. I've been incarcerated for 13 years. I committed a crime of murder, first degree, gang-related. I'm Asian-American. My sentence is 25 years to life.
Oot says that his misconception of loyalty began at home.
So I grew up in a household with a father who was abusive. I believed that I was no good, which caused me to feel very low about myself. And that right there made me more gullible, more easily to be manipulated, more prone to give in to peer pressure.
The attraction to things that he had been deprived of as a child was one of the factors that drew him to the gang life. This ultimately led to him committing his crime and coming to prison.
For me, it was wanting materialistic things, wanting to fit in with my peers.
This is where Uch experienced his second betrayal, first at home by his father, and now in prison. He was betrayed by his gang, the very same people he chose to kill for.
My homies never once came to see me or sent me anything or wrote me, or they've all just deserted me.
After being in prison a few years, Uch received a visit from his mother and his sister, and that's when he made a surprising discovery.
And seeing my mom's tears come out of her eyes and seeing how older she was getting, and I started to realize all of the time they've been there for me, and thinking how ungrateful I was during that time. From then I started seeing my friends in a different light. I started to see who my real friends were, and my real friends are my sister and my mom.
I'm Dante Smith. I'm 34 years old, African-American male. Committed my crime when I was 16, came to jail when I was 17. I've been incarcerated for the past 17 and a half years, and I am currently serving a life sentence for a second-degree murder.
Smith killed a man who was alleged to have shot his godmother. But when Smith was arrested for the crime, he was shocked to discover that the same individual who introduced him to gang life was the same person who turned him in.
He was an older homie, somebody that I had looked up to growing up, somebody that, like I say, who had raised me when I was in the streets. When I went and retaliated, he ended up getting caught up for some other things, and he ended up telling the police that I was the one who had did the killing, and he was the one who come to court on me and testify on me.
Being betrayed by the man he looked up to was a devastating lesson for Smith. He wants others to know the consequences of loyalty when it is misguided.
I would tell them that it ain't real, that it's really no such thing as gang loyalty. The majority of the gang life is really you out for self.
In prison, Smith began to view things differently.
Once I seen that it wasn't no loyalty there, I started to educate myself.
Smith says he has a different understanding of what loyalty means.
I feel loyalty now to my family, the people that's been holding me down, who had my back through my incarceration. But the majority of the homies that I was around and I grew up with, and the ones that raised me, know that it's no loyalty there.
This feeling of being misguided when in a gang does not discriminate. It crosses across racial lines.
My name is Christopher Gallo, V16162. I was convicted of a felony third strike armed robbery.
Fairly young in life, Chris was led to believe that he had to make a loyalty choice based on his race.
I grew up in Orange County, California. And the neighborhood I was from had limited exposure to diversity. So when I joined the street life, all of my homeboys were either skinheads or Nazi lowriders. And to gain acceptance, that was the norm.
Gallo remembers a very violent past.
As a skinhead, you automatically volunteered yourself for what they call missions, where you will go out and put violent intentions on people.
Gallo's violence against others landed him in prison. But once here, he began to question his skinhead values, to really confront his worldview. He questioned his connection to the gang in thought.
They've done nothing. Filled me with promises to begin with, but then, you know, all good things come to an end.
While in prison, Chris grew his hair out. He disassociated himself from the skinheads as well as the past that once ruled his world.
In order to make something grow, you got to own a little dirt. So I've had to come to grips with all the damage and destruction I've done in my life and take responsibility for it, my dirt, in order to grow myself.
Now Chris has a very different view on the inclusive possibility of loyalty. He now has loyalty too.
My daughter, my family, myself, the human race, people.
This is Lewis A. Scott reporting for SQPR.